Hello.
Hello. My name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. To start, how many years have you worked at the masonry industry?
18.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher?
No, PCC.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or improver?
No, I'm a journeyman.
Okay. Are you currently working at that trade?
I start again Monday on a new job.
Okay. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I think I've been out not even 2 months, about a month and a half.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Well, not the past year.
Okay, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, I got less than 2 years to go before I retire.
Okay, thinking about you, what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time this year?
Since after COVID, there's been more.
Okay. Do you get a sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same as there was this time last year?
About the
Okay. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
It's hard to say because when we're really busy, I know that the school, they were looking for people to join about a year or two ago. Right now, I don't know. So I'd have to say I don't know on that one.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs that you worked on in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Was there, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Was there a what?
Was there an a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Not the past few that I worked on.
Okay, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you don't know?
Last job I was on, it was privately. It was a company.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and the jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
In the next 12 months?
Yes.
I'd say about the same. The winter time, it's always slow, but you're saying 12 months, so hopefully that'll be the same. I'd say the same.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or about the same?
I hope about the same.
Okay. switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned of on the job? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
That's a hard one. Oof. I would say a lack of safety on the job.
Okay, yeah. So which one? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, falling risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools?
Careless people.
Okay. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 4 months?
No, I haven't.
Okay. For each of them, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 4 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
Nope.
Okay. The last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
In the last 12 months, I'd say once.
Okay. And changing the subject, please rank the following news sources, from the ones that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from. Friends and family, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, radio, local TV news, the internet or social media, or cable news.
You said my information?
Yes. Where do you get the news?
Cable TV.
Where are you most likely to get your news from? Okay, cable.
Yeah, cable.
And
yeah, cable.
The next one, friends and neighbors, print or online papers, radio, local TV news, or the internet or social media?
The internet.
Okay. And what is the next one? From friends? From online newspapers, from the radio, or local TV news?
The news.
Okay. And what's the next one? From friends?
Yeah,
online
friends,
newspapers,
yeah.
Or radio?
I'd say the friends and family.
And the last one? Online newspaper or radio?
Online.
Okay. Thank you. And which cable network is your preferred news source? CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, or another news channel?
I'd say I listen to ABC. I think it's the I'm watching it now, as a matter of fact, on channel 8. ABC News and CNN, but mostly ABC, though.
Okay. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or support for labor unions?
I'd have to say healthcare.
Okay. And as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't heard much on it.
Okay. As you may know, Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wage to construction workers on federally financed projects.
would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that that federal elected officials support it?
I would say important.
Somewhat or very important?
Very important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think the Democrats, that's the union mostly tells us to vote for.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on the strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I really don't know too much about either one.
Okay. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, his job and as president overall. Approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Well, lately, strongly.
Okay. What about support for labor unions?
Do I think Biden's doing a good job with the labor union, supporting the labor union?
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of
I guess
job
I have
Biden
to.
Has done to support the union, the labor union?
I guess I approve with that.
Approve or dis approve somewhat
yeah.
or approve
yeah.
strongly?
Approve somewhat.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. What about healthcare?
I have to stay in the middle on that. I really don't know.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
What about the economy?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way the Congress is handling its job?
I strongly disapprove of Congress.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
I'll probably vote.
Okay. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump or and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure on that.
Okay. And do you find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects your career, job, opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Turning back to VAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I think they should keep an eye on companies that put non-union workers on with union workers.
I'm sorry. Keep an eye on companies that what?
Companies that sneak non-union workers on, they're good for that. And while on a union job.
Okay, so I have. I think that they should keep an eye on companies that sneak non-union workers
on
the union jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Well, my biggest thing is keeping us busy and keeping us busy at the same time. Like I said, companies that get away with having the non-union workers on union jobs. I don't think they don't do a good job watching that.
Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, email, union meetings, mail, or text message?
I usually get mail.
Mail, okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I think it's about 4 or more.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
Neither.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democrats or the Democratic Party?
Yeah, probably right now, more to the Democrats.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have our representative sample, what is your race?
White.
That's okay. Strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Mark.
Okay. Good with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye now.